this country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
The party is ending at 2 a.m. So whatever you must do it now.
Ching, ching, getting paid over here. Ching, ching, getting paid over here. Thirsty, baby, bring it over here. Thirsty, baby, bring it over here.
Freak. Sex so good, I can freak you in my sleep. Ice on my sleeve, I can make a room freeze. Pockets more bigger than a strip of booty cheeks. Who's weak when they look at my physique? French on my feet, cost about 50. I'm swing from a pole, Missy swing from a tree. I'm Muhammad Ali, cause I can sting like a bee. What you know about that? So cute and fat. I let him hit it once, I bought the dude come back. Cause the back so stacked, like it's sitting on the jack. Missy be the Mac, that's a true fact.
Chain, chain, getting paid over here. Ching, ching, getting paid over here. Thursday, baby, bring it over here. Thursday, baby, bring it over here.
See my money maker, do my money maker. See my money maker, do my money maker.
Hey, hey, what in your picture? Hey, hey, what in your
picture? Big things. Check 1-2, goddamn the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct, bitch. From the Mac City Limits, maccity.com, MACKCITY.com, my man, that's right. Man, Fat Mac back in this motherfucker doing what I do. Once again, we're gonna try and take this shit right back to the roots of Mac City, man. You know, when I first got on doing my thing about 5-6 years ago, shit, man, you know, I was more so speaking on, you know, how to get it, freaks, and how to, you know, come up on pussy and how to get bitches to do this and to do that and all that kind of shit. And like I said, you know, the topic got kind of boring to me, man. So I just, you know, I go out and, I speak on other shit, you know what I mean? Because my first love has always been, metaphysical shit, philosophical shit, psychological shit, political shit, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like I said, this just ain't no average everyday blog where, you know, you just get some nigga spitting some old nigga shit every goddamn day, you know what I mean? So, but today, and I really wouldn't classify this next thing as some old typical nigga shit, man. This is just for all you aspiring webmasters, man. If you're trying to go ahead and get your little hustle on with these freaks, and you're trying to be a webmaster, and you're trying to produce your own shit, you know what I mean? Instead of buying content like a lot of niggas do. And let me just go ahead and put a bug in your ear, man. If you're going to try and survive in this game, because this game is really fucked up now, man. I don't see how any nigga can come up in this game and make a profit because it's just so fucking saturated. But if you're buying content, man, more than likely you ain't going to be around long. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers ain't stupid. Niggas is not trying to see the same old shit that they done seen 800-900 times on other goddamn websites, man. So if you're gonna get into this game, into this cyber hustle, this cyber pimping, man, you got to have your own content, man. You gotta get out there, find fresh new bitches, and you gotta got, man, nigga, you got to put them to work, man. Fuck all that buying shit from the next motherfucker, you know what I mean? But if you do have to buy it from another nigga, man, at least make sure it's not some shit that's overly saturated all across the web, you feel me? Shit, I mean, try and make sure that shit is as unique as possible, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers out here that surfing the web is not stupid, man. So today I'm gonna talk about the attributes that a nigga will need to be an effective cyber hustler, an effective cyber pimp. You know, if you out there and you really serious about getting at these females and surviving in these streets and shit, I'm gonna go ahead, break down some of the attributes that a nigga may need to try and just survive in this game, man. You know what I mean? So, once again, it's the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL. Before I proceed any further, I'm gonna holler at my nigga Taylor Made, Trash Man, Young Dope Man, and that motherfucking, that fine ass bitch you got over there, that conceited 808. Man, goddamn, nigga. Man, when we go see some videos, nigga, I'll pay, nigga, what's up? That's right, man. Y'all go over there, check that shit out, that conceited808.com. Man, you know, I wanna see what's really going on, dope, man. What the fuck, nigga? Shit. Teasing the nigga with that shit, boy. What's happening? Well, anyway, we're gonna take a little break. You know how we do, man. The Fat Mac, Almighty 3XL. Gonna take a little breather before we get into the meat of the subject. And check it out, baby. We're gonna just, like I said, one more again, nigga. We're going for a ride. I'm out.
Maestro. Young Moolah, baby.
Young Money.
Alright. I wouldn't care if you were a prostitute, yeah. And that you hit every man that you ever knew. See, it wouldn't make a difference if that was way before me and you. See, you don't ever have to worry about me. As long as you keep it real, whatever's on your mind, speak on how you feel. Stay true to me and never lie to me. And don't ever keep no secrets, no matter whatever. Girl, you know what I mean, yeah. But if you don't, then I'll explain. You can be my Mrs. Wayne. We can do the damn thing. And thanks. You see, I had to tell my nigga little boy I met a girl like you. Cause I ain't never met another girl like you. But I know what to do with a girl like you. Three letters, I do. I don't care if you were a prostitute, and that you hit every man that you ever knew. It wouldn't make a difference if that was way before me and you. Got.
See, you don't ever have to worry about me. Promise to keep it real, whatever's on my mind, I'ma speak on how I feel. Stay truthful to you and never lie to you. And I won't ever keep no secrets, no matter whatever. Boy, you see that I've changed, yeah. Well, if you don't, then I'll explain. I'm the real Mrs. Wayne, all them other chicks is lame. And I, you see, I hate to tell my rock star crew I met a man like you. Cause I ain't never met another man like you. But I know what to do with a youngin' like you. Three letters, I do.
Yeah, I wouldn't care if you were a prostitute. Yeah, that you hit every man that you ever knew. And see, it wouldn't make a difference if that was way before me and you.
I told you that was before.
See, you don't ever have to worry about me. As long as you keep it real, whatever's on your mind, speak on how you feel. Stay true to me and never lie to me. Don't ever keep no secrets, no matter whatever.
Boy, you see that I've changed, yeah. Well, if you don't, then I'll explain. See, I'll give up this game, cause I'm ready to walk the aisle and have the preacher change my name, yeah. Now what's happening, Weezy? What's happening, Weezy? You know you need to roll with the baddest chick, Weezy. And every time I see you, I get so weak, Weezy. Like, that's my Weezy, yeah. I wouldn't care if you was a dirty dog and that you hit every chick that you ever call. See, it wouldn't make a difference, cause that's just way beneath me and you, boy, yeah. See, you don't ever have to worry about me. I promise to keep it real, whatever's on my mind, I'ma speak on how I feel. Stay truthful to you and never lie to you. And I won't ever keep no secrets, no matter whatever.
I wouldn't care if you was a prostitute, that you hit every man that you ever knew. See, it wouldn't make a difference if that was baby for me and you. Like, see, you don't ever have to worry about me. I gotta be alone, so be it, babe. And if
Your friends can't understand you, you don't need them back.
I wouldn't care if you was a dirty dog and that you hit every chick that you ever crossed. It would make a difference, cause that's just way beneath me and you, boy. Yeah. See, you don't ever have to worry about me. I promise to keep it real. Whatever's on my mind, I'ma speak on how I feel. Stay truthful to you and never lie to you. And I won't ever keep no secrets, no matter whatever. See, they can say what they want, boy, but it'll never change my views. Cause they will never know you the way that I know you. You see, I'm trying to spend the rest of my whole life with you, boy. And if we gotta be alone, so be it, babe. And all my friends, they understand, they down with me, babe.
Alright, check it out. Yeah, nigga, we back. Here we go. Once again, man, we're gonna be talking about the characteristics and the attributes that a motherfucker gonna need to be an effective cyber pimp, man. And once again, for all you so-called hardcore motherfuckers out there that's got a problem with a nigga using the word pimp, nigga, fuck you, okay? Shit, I mean, nigga, it is what it is, man. I make motherfucking money off pussy, you know what I mean? So, in that regard, yeah, I consider it pimping, you know what I mean? So, no, I don't have bitches on the blade, and I don't have bitches out there walking the streets, no. But like I said, I'm getting paid off of bitch sexuality, and to me, nigga, that's close enough to the goddamn pimping, nigga. So, please, goddamn it, don't have a goddamn baby, nigga. We're dealing with semantics here, you feel me? Anybody that's making money off pussy, whether it be literally having them bitches go out and fuck a motherfucker for money or just a promise a goddamn pussy, I don't really see the goddamn difference, nigga, for real. So yeah, I'm getting this motherfucking work in, and I'm a goddamn cyber pimp, nigga, so fuck you. Alright, here we go. Characteristic number one, motherfucker. If you're gonna be an effective goddamn hustler in this game, man, you got to be tireless, man, you feel me? There is no rest for the weary in this game. It's a treacherous game. It's a game where you just can't give up, man. Just basically just shit like you going out hollering at motherfucking bitches trying to get them on your team, and bitches will be like, no, thank you, no, get lost, nah, nigga, get out of my face. Just because bitches get you the goddamn stop sign, you can't stop, because nigga, you trying to get content, you trying to get bitches on your team, man. So fuck, it don't matter how many bitches roast your ass or clown you, man, you got to be tireless. You know, if 10 bitches tell you no, then goddamn it, you gotta go to number 11. Shit, if 20 bitches tell you no, you gotta go to bitch 21. I hope that bitch goddamn give you the goddamn go sign, you feel me? Hope she give you the green light, nigga. You can't stop, you gotta keep going, you gotta keep going. It's just basically a numbers game, you know what I'm saying? So nah, nigga, you can't goddamn get discouraged. You gotta be tireless in this game. You gotta be basically fearless in it, man. You can't have no thin skin about it, man. And not only must you be tireless when it comes to spitting at these motherfucking broads, nigga, but you're gonna be sitting at that computer forever. You know, you're gonna be sitting down trying to market your shit. You're gonna be sitting down trying to create your shit. You know, graphic design, web design, fucking rendering video, goddamn it, uploading pictures and all this kind of shit. That shit gets monotonous. It gets boring. It gets tiring. Man, that shit, a lot of niggas, they don't have no concept and no clue how tiring that shit can be, man. You can sit at the goddamn computer for like 24 hours and not even blink an eye, not even know you've been sitting there that goddamn long, because you just got so much shit that you got to do on the computer. And then before you know it, man, you look up at the clock and you like, God damn, nigga, it's like 4 in the morning, you know what I mean? So you got to be tireless in that regard too, man, you know what I mean? It's a hard grind, it's a hard hustle in that respect, man. Like I said, you can't give up when the bitches basically clown your ass and tell you go fuck yourself. You know, like, nigga, I would never ever degrade myself to do no fucking and sucking on no goddamn video to be put on a goddamn website. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you gotta move on. You gotta keep going. Gotta keep going. Gotta be tireless. Gotta be fearless, nigga, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, you gotta be tireless in the regard as far as you sitting down at that computer, looking at that computer screen day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. Remember, you got members that expect only the best, you know what I mean? They expect you to update your shit, and you don't want to shortchange the niggas that come through and they pay out good money to watch the show, you feel me? So, yeah, that's attribute number one. I believe that, you know, to be a good cyber pimp, nigga, you got to be tireless in this game. You gotta have a battery in your back, like the Ever Ready Rabbit, nigga. So let's go on to number two. We're gonna be talking about intelligence, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be intelligent. And a lot of motherfuckers don't have the intelligence to do this, because a lot of niggas don't think that you really need to be intelligent to do it. And that's a big lie, nigga. You guys to be intelligent enough to see the big picture. I mean, nigga, you in the streets. You gotta be able to stay 2-3 steps ahead of like the haters and scandalous hoes and violent thugs and shit, man. You know, you gotta have the foresight to stay clear of situations that that's just gonna be bad for business, nigga. And that requires intelligence, man. You know, if you meet a bitch and your spidey senses is just going off, you know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta be able to circumvent, you gotta bob and weave out of bullshit, nigga. So that's gonna take intelligence, nigga. Or you might say some wisdom, you know what I mean? But my main thing I'm talking about is staying 2-3 steps ahead of motherfuckers in the streets, man. You know what I mean? That's basically how I do my thing, because this shit ain't no joke. You know what I mean? You literally playing with your motherfucking life, man, when you go out here in these streets and you getting at females, and you just don't know what kind of female she is, and you don't know who the fuck she know, and you don't know what kind of nigga she may be fucking with. She may tell you some bullshit and tell you, I ain't got no nigga, I ain't got no baby daddy, I ain't got no man, and all this kind of shit. And then before you know it, man, you know, some nigga walk up on you 4 or 5 months later after you done already goddamn fuck with the broad, and this nigga done heard through the grapevine that you done did this with the broad and got it on videotape. You like, nigga, who the fuck are you? You know what I'm saying? So now all of a sudden, man, it's a big motherfucking hoop-de-doo hoopla, and you know, guns get pulled out and police get called and all this kind of shit. Your job, nigga, as a cyber pimp, as a motherfucking hustler, is to somehow never ever get in a situation like that. And that takes intelligence. That takes a nigga that can sit down, see A's, B's, and C's, you know what I mean? And goddamn just understand that he shouldn't do A, and he shouldn't do B, he should do C. You're going to be presented with a lot of choices in these streets, and it's up to you to be intelligent enough to pick the right choice in order to not get bogged down in no fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. You gotta be able to see the big picture. You gotta be intelligent. You gotta stay 2-3 steps ahead of motherfuckers that may want to see your downfall. You know what I mean? You gotta stay out of bullshit that's bad for your business, man. You know, anytime you get sucked into the courts, you gotta pay court calls. You gotta pay lawyers and lawyer fees, and I mean, anything that's just sucking money out your pocket, man, and it's not going towards your business, that's bad for business, nigga. Stay the fuck out of court. Stay the fuck out of jail. Stay the fuck out of bullshit. God damn it. Okay, let's go to number three, nigga. Let me see. Yeah, this is a good one, man. You got to be patient. That's right, man. The Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL, I've had to wrestle with this one many a day, because basically you're going to be dealing with some ignorant motherfuckers in the streets, man. And I mean, the stupidity of some of the hood rats and thugs and haters that you're going to meet, you know, it's going to discourage you, man. I mean, case in point, you might meet a female and you may tell her, hey, dig, bitch, I need you to be ready by 2 o'clock, okay? I'm going to come by at 2 o'clock. I'm going to pick you up. We're going to go to the hotel. Now, look, they hood rats for a reason, nigga. You know what I mean? They not working and they have no jobs, mainly because they don't have no fucking work ethic. They don't know what the fuck being on time means. And you got to understand that as a goddamn nigga in these streets hustling and doing this hustle. So if you tell a bitch to be ready at 2, 90% of the time she ain't going to be ready at 2. She gonna be goddamn ready at 3. You know what I'm saying? If you're lucky. You feel what I'm saying? So don't get me out of shape. Don't be sitting out there, you know, cussing and fussing and, you know, freaking the fuck out and all this kind of shit. Just see for what the fuck it is. She's a goddamn hood rat. She don't know no goddamn better. And you just gonna have to deal with little stupid shit like that in the course of your hustle, nigga. Damn near all these broads gonna be late. I have very seldom ever went to go see a broad and told her to be ready at a particular time and she was actually ready, you know what I'm saying? So this is where intelligence comes in. If you tell a bitch to be ready by 2, right? And I've heard comedians talk about this shit about black folk time, you know what I mean? Well, I'm black folk and I'm always on time, you know what I'm saying? So this is just some old ghetto hood rat ass shit, man. If you tell a bitch be ready at 2, basically, subliminally, I'm actually really telling the bitch to be ready at 3. You know what I mean? Because I know if I tell her at 2, she ain't gonna be ready until 3 anyway. Understand what I'm saying? So I'll show up at 3, even though I told her to be ready at 2, and then we'll leave. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Be fucking intelligent, man. Know your prey. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Know the nature of the beast. Know who you're fucking with. That's what I'm talking about, man. You gotta be patient. You gotta be intelligent. Do not go off and just lose your goddamn mind because of just the dumb shit that you may encounter out here in these streets, man. You gotta understand you're dealing with street folks. You're dealing with people who don't really have high IQs and shit, man. Some of these motherfuckers may be smart on a street level. You know what I mean? But a lot of them, as far as book smarts and as far as common sense and all this kind of shit, your patience will be tested. You feel me? Right, right. So that's just another thing that I'll impress upon y'all, man. Go ahead and cultivate your patience, man, because your patience will be tried. You're going to have females talking fly to mouth, talking crazy to you every now and then and shit. Now, consequently, I ain't really never had bitches really talking crazy to me face to face. They always love to talk crazy over the goddamn phone, you know what I mean? And when they fly off at the mouth and they talk crazy to you, can't take that shit personal. That's just what bitches do. That's just what females do, period. They like to run the goddamn mouth, you know what I mean? But like I said, they don't really talk crazy face to face. They like to talk crazy on the goddamn phone, and you can't take that shit personal. They'll say shit like, I fucking hate you, nigga, you ain't shit, you know what I mean? I'm gonna get such and such somebody to whoop your ass, and all this kind of shit. Then they'll hang up, you know, and they swear up and down that they never gonna fuck with you again. Then 2 weeks later, the bitch called back like ain't nothing happened, like ain't nothing wrong, you know. Like, hey, let's go get something to drink, you know, let's go kick it, let's go to the park and all this kind of shit. Like I said, be patient. Don't let these motherfucking bitches pull you off your square. You know, just, I mean, nigga, it is what it is, man. You know what I mean? It's just crazy ass bitches in the street. Just trying your patience, nigga. That's all it is, man. So right now, the Fat Mac, nigga, I got to take me a little break. I'm about to go get me a little drink of water and shit. Yeah, that's what we gonna do. So enjoy this goddamn music, nigga. I'll be back.
The flow will break you down.
Bet the flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
Bet the flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
Bet the flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
Bet the flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
Bet the flow will break you down.
I get so busy on the mic with my rhythmic flows that's bound to leave you branded when it gets exposed. Cause the way I could display my style is wicked, so run up to your counters and go and get your tickets. I know you got dreams of roasting me hot, but I got flavor like that candy in your grocery shop. The dramatical, craftmatical, soul fanatic, an addict with the crazy flow that's automatic, throwing lightning bolts from the sky like Zeus. An old schooler who drops mathematics like a ruler, a protractor, you don't have no actor. Hang with me, cause with this thing you see I'm no actor. That shit is real, home slice, so bring your own dice so we can roll. Win or lose, I'm taking all your gold. Punch you in your eye and come raid your town with a sound full of spunk if we break it down. Cause it's
the flow will break you down. The flow will break you down.
Timbuk 1, Timbuk 2, I can see a thing like Mr. Magoo. This living thing, stuffy, naughty, nappy, jack in the box, dreadlock, rocks on there. Nah, what's up, tick-tock, oops, shiver me, timber that boots. Oh my gosh, oh my dude, shucks, yo, now I got the hiccups and I rips up many tracks. Jump in Jehoshaphat, don't make for sound. I see little rabbit, twacks like thunder and lightning, what's the frightening, can't you tell I'm loco? Ooh, they don't know me very well, so I lump some pigs with black eyes and stitches. The mag could be run for rags if the riches, not my scruples. I lose them, damage, I do some. I'm too face it, so call me for goof, I'm poof, I got secrets, bro, I'm don't know, like Yoko, I'm home, I'm changing visions, blurry, so call me, I'm Quasimoto, yo, I'll switch up, hiccups, switch up, hiccups, switch up, hiccups, switch up, with or without the hiccups, cause MCs quickly pick up, then I freaks my fool sticks out, on the microphone, yo, creep it, and I freaks it, hiccups, hiccups, when I speaks it with my drunk attack, I make it pips, but now it's back to the lagoon, way up since quick, and don't sleep, when it's time to creep, we roll my deep, and if the shit gets kinda thick, here comes the 5-6 flip to break it down.
You down. The flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
The flow makes me tipsy. Got the whiskey. Yo, and this be the funk the fire aura. Tomorrow I'll fix it. See her, the blur in my eyes rectifies that the funk freak me. So peep me as I speak the grammar. I rocks my bandana, shave my head clean, and on more screens in banner. White owls, I roll when I write. Then like the script, now it's time to recite a verse. A verse you believe in, and believe me when I say what I feel, and it's real. Not my TV and science fiction. My addiction is the funk with my fumes in the skirt, plus a pile of junk. So check the sound.
The flow will break you down.
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 The flow will break you down. The flow will break you down. The flow will break you down.
Check 1-2, check 1-2, bitch. Fat Mac, baby, almighty one. The 3XL up in this motherfucker. We back, man. We talking about the attributes and the characteristics that a nigga gonna need to be an effective cyber hustler, cyber pimp in this game. You know, to get at freaks, get at females, and get his own content going and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, we gonna go to attribute number 4. Man, there's many more attributes that you can, like, break down and say that you need and shit, but, you know, these are the main ones that I fuck with, you know what I mean? So, like I said, I mean, man, I could do, like, 8-9 shows on this kind of shit, but I'm trying to condense it down, man. So, number 4 is gotta be courageous, man. You gotta be brave, you know, try not to, just be on some false bravado shit, you know what I mean? But there's gonna be some situations that you run into in these streets is gonna make your heart pump a little hard, you know what I mean? You're gonna be in some situations that's gonna be kind of scary sometimes, nigga. So for real, you got to be courageous. You can't be no punk. You will at times have to enter hellfire to pull up on a bitch, man. That's right. You're gonna have to go to gang infested, crime ridden, drug ridden areas where bad shit happens all the motherfucking time, man. and you don't want to get caught slipping in those kind of areas, man. Yeah, I'm saying sometimes you're going to end up, if you ain't got no hotel money, you're going to end up fucking a bitch in the projects, in her crib, her pad and shit, and you just don't know what to expect when you walk into that motherfucker, man. Really, it's not the smartest thing to do. I've gotten away with it for like 5-6 years. I'll fucking, you know, go to a broad's crib and we'll do a video shoot in her spot. Now, of course, the bitch done already assured me that she don't have no boyfriend or she don't have no nigga living there or whatever. But, you know, she could be fucking lying, man. You just don't know. You be up in that motherfucker, lights, camera, action, man. Got your dick out and everything. Then before you know it, some crazy ass nigga kick in the door with the goddamn 9mm and just open fire on your ass. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know what the fuck can happen at any given time fucking with these bitches. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you got to watch yourself out there in the projects, man, in the so-called hood. You're going to have to, like I say, you're going to have to be, because, I mean, nigga, that takes courage to go up in an unknown place where anything could happen, where you could get set up, you know what I mean? But like I said, you got to have foresight. You got to be able to read people, circumstances and situations and shit, and you basically just rolling the dice, nigga, you know what I mean? So, like I said, you can't be no punk in this shit, man. You're going to be rubbing elbows with drug dealers, gangbangers, pimps, and dope fiends, and, I mean, nigga, I mean, undercover cops, all kind of fuck shit can go wrong, man, in the streets. So, like I said, you can't be no punk while you're doing this shit, man. You may get assaulted. You may have motherfuckers trying to kill you. You know what I mean? I mean, if you a Max City resident, nigga, you already know one of my bottom bitches already tried to stab my ass up, man, this past February. Shit. You know what I mean? So, like I said, anything can happen in these streets, man. For real. You can't be no punk, man. Your heart can't pump no motherfucking Kool-Aid. You gotta be able to have the ability to walk through hell to get what the fuck you want, man. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta project that power to make sure niggas don't wanna test you and shit. And I think that's one of the things that's helped me out in my travels in the streets and shit. Just the way that I project myself, man. Niggas don't even wanna, for the most part, don't wanna test this shit. You know what I mean? For real. And the same thing that keeps them niggas away is, unfortunately, is what keeps most of the females away too and shit, you know, because, I mean, nigga, I project just ill will towards niggas, man. I be letting niggas know, if you really want a piece of this, nigga, you know what I mean, it's not gonna be easy. And that's what I project on niggas, man. I'm like, this ain't gonna be no easy lick, nigga, for real. Be prepared to go all the way with your shit if you step into the Fat Mac, nigga, for real. So, that's what I'm saying, man. Y'all got, you really gotta, you gotta man up in these streets, man, if you wanna go ahead and pull up on these broads and get them to do what the fuck you wanna do. And like I said, that courageousness shit, that bravery shit, man, like, it's, like I said, I don't wanna get into a false bravado type deal where you acting like you motherfucking brave, because if a real street nigga can smell bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I tend to get a lot of females, because when it's all said and done, them bitches, I mean, they feel safe and secure with me, you know what I mean? They feel like if anything happens, you know, Mac can handle it and shit, you know what I mean? So in one regard, in one respect, you know, I kind of repel bitches at first, but once they get to know me, they tend to cling to me and shit, because they feel safe and they feel secure and shit, and they know what I'm about, and they know I can handle my business, you know what I mean? They know I got friends on both sides of the fence. I got friends in law enforcement, plus I got my ear to the streets and shit, and most of my family is, fuck, they some grimy ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? So, well, that's enough of number four. I'm getting into some other shit there where I'm just tooting my own horn a little too much there, buddy. I'll tell ya, that's right, goddammit. The Fat Mac, he's the best. Oh, yeah. Okay, man, shit, just, this kind of ties into number four. I was kind of like alluding to that, but I'm just saying, man, you gotta have a real good bullshit detector, man. While you out here in these streets, you gotta be able to smell some bullshit on a motherfucker quick, fast, man. There's been situations where I've had females just come up out of the blue, and they were just a little too goddamn friendly, and they were just a little too inviting, and they knew my name right off the bat and right off the grip, and you know, they was like, yeah, you know, I know, you know, that you do this and you do that, and you know, just really flattering a nigga real hard and shit. And they was like, yeah, why don't you come to my house and, you know, we can do this and we can do that. And I'm like, I'm smelling bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, I'm smelling a setup here, you know what I mean? Whenever a motherfucker come up to you in these streets and they flattering you, like, right off the bat, like, they done known your ass since high school or some shit, you know what I mean? And just hitting you real hard and heavy with the compliments, man. And then they start calling you by your first name and shit. And then all of a sudden they hit you with, hey, why don't you come back to my crib? Oh, hell nah, bitch. Mm-mm. No, no, no. Mm-mm. I can smell a motherfucking pistol whipping coming a mile away, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You in these streets, you know, this shit comes with practice, man. You know, the more you in the streets, man, the more you can see the signs and the symptoms of a goddamn setup. You know what I mean? Or it could be something just as simple as if you coming up on a broad and you trying to get her to put in work and she coming off like she down with the program and shit, and she's basically saying, yeah, I'm down with the program with her mouth, but you can just look at her overall demeanor, her whole body language, you can tell the bitch is turned off, and you can tell the bitch really don't want nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to detect bullshit. You know what I'm saying? This will keep your ass out of trouble. You know what I mean? This is going to go ahead and keep your ass, it's going to keep your eyes on the prize, and it's going to basically make you, fuck with bitches that's worth your time. You know what I'm saying? Shit, so, yeah, you got to be able to look at females and see if they bullshitting, to see if they setting you up, and on the same level, you know, niggas, for real, you got to be able to smell bullshit coming off these nothing-ass niggas in the hood, too. You know what I mean? Fuck, I mean, I smell them niggas a mile away. For real, boy. Yeah. You know, it's best that they send a bitch to do the job, to try and deceive me, than a nigga. Niggas is real obvious, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, broads is another different story, man. You know, they got some smoke and mirror shit going on. Sometimes hoes do confuse me. Shit, man. And it don't happen often, but yeah, a bitch do, you know, them hoes can work some magic on you, man, and make you think right when you should have been thinking left. You feel me? Shit, so, God damn it, where are we gonna go from here? That's five. You gotta have a good bullshit detector, nigga. Diplomacy, man. You gotta be a good diplomat, man. You gotta be able to solve problems between people and shit. And I'm basically speaking, like, you know, between the females that I fuck with and shit, man. The more drama that you can squash at your level, the better, man. Because that shit tends to bleed over into you. If you knowing bitches and shit, and bitches tend to bring that shit to your doorstep and try and involve you in it and shit. So I would recommend that you get a real good mouthpiece and you get a real good diplomacy hand, man. You know what I mean? Extend the olive branch of peace, you know, to both arguing parties and shit, and try and get them to come to an understanding, man. You know what I'm saying? Because in the long run, that's just best for you. I mean, you just never know what kind of crazy bullshit can spring out of just some silly-ass ghetto disagreement. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, like I said, that's worked well in my favor, man. You know, I am like a bridge for people to meet. If this broad got a problem with that broad and shit, I mediate and I try and get these females to bury the hatchet and, you know, just move on with their lives and quit the dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? And in doing that, that basically saves me a lot of grief and a lot of headache, because typically bitches want you to choose sides, you know what I mean? And sometimes if you just have a hands-off approach, that still doesn't work. You know, if you just say, oh, I ain't got, you know, no parts in it at all and all that kind of shit, but them hoes will still be at you trying to make you choose sides and all this kind of shit. So yeah, like I said, man, you gotta be a good diplomat, man. You gotta have a good diplomacy hand. Let me see, let's go to number seven. be a good motivator, man. You know what I'm saying? This works well with recruitment and shit, man. There's a lot of females that I know that, I mean, I motivate them to go out and find me some more action. You know what I mean? You got to be able to look at them and size them up and tell if they're going to be a good recruiter for you. You know what I mean? You got to know what exactly to say to them to get them motivated and shit, man. I mean, sometimes it's worked way too well. I wish that, I mean, the only fucked up thing about it is some of the females that's been brought to me, you know, they don't have no IDs, they don't have the correct documents or documentation, all this kind of shit. I mean, I probably lost a good 100-150 broads, man, behind, you know, bitches just not being able to produce the necessary documents to be featured on the website, man. But man, bitches bring me pussy all the time, you know what I mean? And that all comes from just being a good motivator, man. Shit, for some reason, a bitch just want to do good. She just want to do right. She just want to, you know, she want to be seen as something special in your eyes. And of course, I give them referral fees and shit. You know, if they bring some pussy, yeah, I'll break them off, you know, $25, $50 or whatever and shit. But it really transcends that, man. They basically, they just want to be good at something, man, you know, and they want to, they want someone to congratulate them, and they want to be special, man, you know what I'm saying? It's, I mean, I got females competing on this level, man. You know, if I tell a broad, hey, check this out, Sparkle brought me two bitches yesterday, you know what I mean? Then, the next bitch would be like, oh, yeah, then shit, she'll bring me three next week, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a little competition, man, you know, they want to be the best. They want to be known to be the top recruiter, and you know, they want the number one slot right next to the Fat Mac, nigga, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. Gotta be a good motivator. You gotta have that us against the world type mentality and shit, and it works, man. Well, damn it, hold on, nigga, fuck, this has turned out to be long as hell, nigga. So I'm gonna take me another break, man. We ain't got much longer to go on this motherfucker, man. I'll be back.
De comète en planète, ta salopette aux aguets. Shoot dans des canettes car y'a plus de bisous, plus de baisers, plus de bise, juste un bise, bise de bijoux. Tu veux du cling, cling, clinquant, oui, vis ton pack sale, top du top, rien que ça, plus merco classa. Je braquerai les banques toutes, puis ferai banqueroute, boufferai des casse-croûtes juste pour paver dehors ta route. J'aurai à cache-cache, pour trouver le cash. Userais de la calage, de la tchatch, vendrais même du hash. Solar qui jet set, clean, honnête et net. T'offriras des tables coupées pleines de petites pépettes. J'aurais les poches vides, porterais le même jean. Lèverais mon verre à la tienne, tu diras chin chin. T'auras tout ce que sur terre le soleil fait briller. Jouera au Monopoly avec des vrais billets.
If you want me, where's my dough? Where's my dough? Give me money, buy me clothes. Don't even talking, have my dough.
Aight.
Where's my money? Where's my clothes?
Why you all in my grill?
Wow, wow, wow.
Damn, it's a long ass shot. Back. What's up, y'all? Goddamn, the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Goddamn it. MacCity.com. Shit, man. Y'all need to go ahead and check out my nigga, let me see, Trash Man, ChronicCast.org, and, you know, Chronic Central, shit with that young dope man, Taylor May, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to go ahead and get a bite of all that shit, man. And also check out Conceited808.com. I can't even spell that shit, man. C-O-N-S-E-E-D-E-D. Conceited 808. Is that what it is? I need to write that shit down. They got it fucking wrote down funny, nigga. So yeah, y'all check out all that shit, man. Big things popping over there at Chronic Cast, nigga. You know what I mean? You can catch me over at Chronic Cast sometimes. And of course, you can catch me right here at my own blog at the Mac City Limits. So let's get back to the goddamn show, man. We're talking about characteristics and attributes. Be a good cyber pimp, man. And another good one, let me see, number A would be must have the ability to be all things to different people. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got, especially me, if you're dealing with 10 different females, man, you can't come at all 10 females on the same shit, because they're all different, they're all individuals and shit. So you gotta have the ability to be all things to all people. You know what I mean? And you know, that takes a real good degree of just being a chameleon, man. You know, you gotta be able to read people real good, and you gotta have wisdom in your pocket, man. You know what I'm saying? I was just talking about intelligence. But the ability to be all things to all people requires a good bit of wisdom. You know what I mean? It's like, shit, what's going to get this bitch motivated versus that bitch? You know what I mean? Some females, you got to talk crazy to them. You know what I mean? Just case in point, LaDonna. LaDonna don't want to do shit for me unless I'm talking crazy to her. You feel me? It's like, if I want my dick sucked, I got to say, hey, bitch, get over here and suck my dick. You know what I mean? That's what she responds to. That's what gets her off. That's what the fuck she likes. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, somebody like crazy bitch Kayla, shit, even though she's crazy and she's Fruit Loops and she's nuts, now she may tolerate that shit from these thug niggas, right? You know what I mean? But she won't respond to me talking to her like that, because Kayla sees me as more like a big brother, or, you know, like a dad, more like a big brother figure, you know what I'm saying? And so if I was to try and come off like, hey, Kayla, come here, bitch, suck my dick, she would get offended by that shit. You know what I mean? She wouldn't appreciate that shit at all, you know, because she feels that we're like, you know, brother and sister to a degree. And she wouldn't feel comfortable with me talking that rah-rah shit to her, you know what I mean? So you gotta be able to know your broad, you gotta be able to know what makes them tick. You gotta, like I said, that takes wisdom, man. You know, you gotta sit down and take account in who you're fucking with. So, like I said, man, if you're trying to do videos with these females and shit, man, you may not be able to say one thing to one female and then say the same thing to another female to get them motivated to do a video. You know what I mean? Just because they both hood rats don't mean one size fits all. You know, you might have to take a soft approach with one, a hard approach with the other, an indifferent approach to another one. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you got to find the combination to the goddamn lock, nigga. You know what I mean? So, like I said, you have to have the ability to be all things to all people. You got to be able to find the missing piece of the goddamn puzzle to put it all together. You got to find the combination to the lock to basically make shit happen. You know what I mean? So, that's number 8, be all things to all people. Number 9 would be, you got to have good public relations, man. I do this shit all the time because... I mean, if you watch A&E and you watch a lot of gangster back in the past biographies and shit, all gangsters had good public relations, you know what I mean? Where it be Christmas time, they out in the streets passing out turkeys and passing out presents and all this kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? And with me, that comes easy because I'm naturally a good-hearted motherfucker and I want to see people happy, you know what I mean? So I always do good things for my females, man. You know, I'll pop up and, of course, they get happy with money. You know what I mean? So sometimes I'll pop up over a broad house and be like, shit, you got a bill you need to get paid? And they'd be like, yeah. So I'll pick them up and we'll go pay a bill. I mean, just out the goddamn blue. You know what I'm saying? No, this is just a perk that they get for fucking with the Fat Mac. You know what I mean? Just out the blue. You know, one time I'll just, shit, pull a fucking name, you know, out of a hat or whatever. Be like, okay, I'll go see Veronica today, you know, and I'll put $20 in her pocket, or I'll go pay a bill, you know what I mean, or something. So that shit spreads, that shit gets around, and people pretty much know you as a pretty stand-up, good-natured dude, man. That's the kind of shit that you want to have out here in these streets, man. You do not want to cultivate a lot of hatred and animosity towards you in these motherfucking streets, man, because believe it or not, that shit will catch up with you, and nigga, you will get caught up, you will get set up, you will have a very bad day one day trying to goddamn clown motherfuckers, you see what I'm saying? But like I said, man, if you go ahead, treat people with courtesy, honesty, respect, integrity, most of the time, you know what I mean, that's just gonna, it's gonna be a reflection, or it's going to be reflected back upon you, man. So I recommend that you do that. I recommend that you have good public relations, man. And you do as much good as you can for all the people that you can, man, for real. So some niggas might see that as corny, but motherfucker, that's just the reality of it, nigga. That's karma. That's just doing, that's wisdom, nigga. You know, get you some wisdom in your life, motherfucker. Shit, you go far with that shit. Damn. And then let me see. We almost done with this shit, nigga. Goddamn, I could go on. I got like 8-9 other things on the list, but I ain't, nigga, fuck. If y'all ain't got the gist already, shit. But the last one for me, this will be number 10, man. You must master the art of reading people, man, and body language. And, you know, you just got to know when to push, when to pull, when to go in for the kill, when to lay back and shit. And, I'm basically speaking on, you know, spitting game at a female and knowing when she's at the cusp of doing what the fuck you want. You know what I mean? There's been a lot of situations, a lot of circumstances where I was with a chick and I knew I had her right where I wanted her and shit, and she was right there teetering on the edge, and she was ready to go ahead and handle her business and do her thing with me, but I made a miscalculation, and I said something I shouldn't have said, and I didn't close the deal, I didn't close the sale, and the bitch basically told me to get the fuck out of her face and get lost, you know what I mean? And that was all because I didn't read the bitch right, you know what I mean? I didn't read the signs. See, if I was reading the signs correctly, I didn't have to say another motherfucking word. Shit, the deed was done. She was goddamn sold. But I goddamn had to goddamn keep trying to add shit to the motherfucker, and evidently whatever the fuck I said, she didn't like. She didn't find agreeable, and she basically pulled out of the goddamn deal. She didn't like what the fuck, you know, came out of my mouth at that particular time, man. So, I mean, yeah, reading people, especially body language and shit, man, is real important. Now, I'm real good at that. I'm real thorough at that, of knowing when a broad has accepted my agenda and when she has not. You know what I mean? You got to be able to read that shit. You got to be able to go somewhere in the hood, right? And as soon as you get out of a car, case in point, if I'm somewhere and there's like 8-9 niggas hanging out, I'm already keyed in on the problem, the problem children. You know what I'm saying? I'm already looking at the niggas that's more likely going to give me some goddamn drama. You know what I mean? Just by looking at their demeanor, looking at their conversation, looking at their body language and all this kind of shit. I'm real good at that shit, man. You know what I mean? Observing people's body language can goddamn give you a much needed head start in a situation. You feel me? So I advise y'all to do that shit, man. Whether it be with these females or these niggas in the streets, man. You gotta be able to look at a motherfucker, read them, even before they say anything. You know, even before a word comes out of their mouth. You gotta be able to look at their posture, man, and basically see what's really going on in their motherfucking heads and shit, man. So that's one of the talents that I've cultivated, you know, in the streets, and I've cultivated it working in the prison system and all that kind of shit, man. So that shit is like second nature to me now, man. So yeah, that's something, a characteristic and an attribute that I advise all hustlers, all cyber pimps to cultivate to the fullest. That's right, man. Learn how to read people and learn how to you know, get up on body language, man. You know what I'm saying? Know when to go in for the kill and know when the fuck to lay back. Know when a nigga means you ill will, and know when a nigga is just, you know, he just vibing and he's cool, you know, just cool in the game. You know what I'm saying? You can learn all this shit by just looking at a motherfucker's body language and shit, man. So, hey, man, nigga, check it out. It's been a long goddamn show. I done bored the shit out of y'all niggas probably, but this was, you know, a topic that, shit, cats have been wanting me to fuck with for a while, man, but I just really, you know, I just wasn't interested in doing it and shit for some reason. I just, yeah, you know, you just got to be in the mood to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that does podcast shit, they know what the fuck I'm talking about, man. You know, you just got to be in the mood to just do certain shit sometime, man. I just wasn't in the mood to do it. And this week, for some reason, I was just in the mood to motherfucking talk about the characteristics and the attributes that are needed to be an effective goddamn cyber pimp and a cyber hustler, motherfucker. So there it is. That's right. So once again, man, that's what it is, the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. If you are an aspiring adult web porn producer, you know, I hope this gave you a little bit of, I don't know, insight, or gave you a little bit of information that you may need to effectively do the shit. Good luck, because the shit is not easy, by no means, man. So once again, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give shout outs to my niggas out there. I'm going to give shout out to Mr. Regular. Give a shout out to fucking Dope Man. Give a shout out to Taylor May, Trash Man, John Wan. Shit, y'all motherfuckers, take it light. Stay the fuck out of trouble, man. And goddamn it. Oh, yeah. Shit. And that new, that pretty ass bitch, Conceited 808.
This country, you got to make the money for. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
Maxi.